Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Terry Cunningham and Matthew Mathern, and today we're talking about Godspell, the musical at the Strauss Theater here in Monroe. Welcome, and thank you both for being with us today on Lanyap.
Good morning. Thank you.
You've got a musical that some folks may remember. It was kind of like a 70s hippie sort of thing back then, and you've got a new take on Godspell. Terry, you're the director for this thing. Tell me a little bit about Godspell the musical for the folks that don't remember the 70s.
If you don't remember the 70s, especially seeing Godspell, that's good because we've turned it up on its ear. It's not a hippie production anymore. This is something that we have gotten permission to do by the owner, and that is we have brought it into the 21st century, Monroe, Louisiana, present day. And if Jesus were to come into Monroe and walk into Strauss Theater, this is what he would meet.
Well, Jesus is here with us today.
His
name in this musical is Matthew Mathern. Matthew, is it a tough deal to have to be Jesus?
It was at first. I had to really focus on the whole kindness thing. When you play a different role, you can be a little bit more aggressive because it doesn't read on stage as being aggressive. It just means, oh, wow, he's into that character, but it was coming across as, like, mean Jesus. And so I'm trying to really embody things like the first and greatest commandment, love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself, and trying to incorporate that into everything I do on stage.
The play will be going on here in September, starts the 5th and runs through the 14th. Terry, why did you guys pick Godspell?
Well, we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. This is a very free script. There's no parameters. We were given full permission to do whatever, to interpret however. And, you know, Corey, that's a very daunting task when you think about it. I'm used to, you know, go stage right, have the stage look like such and such, you know, and it was just free. But we wanted a show that would bring in the youth. And that does this. We have genres of music. We have a little bit of rap and kind of Tina Turner. And we have a huge rock number. We're trying to get it, as Jesus would, try to appeal to all of the masses.
That seems like a daunting task to try to incorporate Jesus into modern stuff. But doesn't go against any teachings or anything like that you learn. You just pick him up and you move him to Monroe.
That's right. It's as simple as that. I mean, he could have been put down anywhere. You know, I don't know why that area was chosen. It does not matter. But we don't know where and when he's coming again. So why not Monroe, Louisiana? Why not Strauss Theater? Why not walking him down Lammy Lane and into the theater to try to turn the hearts of his people?
I kind of remember the 70s. when this musical came out, did church folks have a big problem with it? I mean, you took Jesus and you just moved him out of the Bible and you did some different kind of stuff with him.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know for sure. I'm sure some people will take issue with it, but what we do is we interpret the parables in a modern day style. Kind of a Saturday Night Live, an easygoing Saturday Night Live meets the Book of Matthew. But what we're trying to do is just tell the story as it should, or not should, but would be told today.
You, Matthew Mathern's with us. You get a chance to be Jesus in this. I guess you've got your whole gang with you too, right? Who are some of the other folks involved?
Well, my sister, Hannah Mathern, she is one of the 12 apostles. And then there's just some friends that I have in theater. They've also been there. Everyone else in the show is an apostle, or if they're not that, or Jesus, then they play Judas.
So these are all the folks right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, no, excuse me. Jesus is out of the Bible, and so is John the Baptist, who turns into Judas. Everyone else plays themselves. This is, so Hannah Mathurin is Hannah Mathurin, and her husband, Jacob Branson, is Jacob Branson.
Right.
And we refer to them as their names. We have taken all of the character names out of it.
But do they play a certain disciple?
No, they are the disciples.
They are the disciples. Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of a neat take.
Yeah, we just pluck them out of obscurity according to, right, you know, our point of view.
The play is going to be running September 5th is patron night, and then for everybody else, it gets cranked up the 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's the first weekend, and then you have another weekend run of the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
For folks to find out more about Godspell and the upcoming season, where can they go and find out more info about that?
Okay, well, we have StraussTC.com. We have calling the box office at 323-6681. We're at 1300 Lammy Lane. And what I want to emphasize, too, is we, for this show, we have group rates available. So if you have a church group or a youth group or a school group or a book club, 10 or more people, you are eligible for our group rate. We're trying to get everyone in, especially children, to see this show. We want to get them hyped up on theater. We want to show them how much fun theater is, how we can send a message and entertain at the same time.
Michael, folks can get tickets for this. Tickets start at $30. There's student tickets as well. You're a student here at ULM, so do you see a lot of young folks getting involved with theater and taking part?
That's kind of how I started, was when I wasn't necessarily a college student, but a high school student. The rest of my family had done theater, so I kind of jumped on the bandwagon. And when it's when you're a child, it's if you have the opportunity to go for a little bit of an easier way, like a discounted ticket, then it's more inviting, number one, but then you actually get involved.
There are some student tickets available as well. You can find out all the info at StraussTC.com. And don't forget, too, Strauss is looking for folks to join up and be members.
Yes.
You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. This is Lanyap again. Godspell the Musical opens September 5th with Patron Night, and then the 6th, 7th, and 8th. There is a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock that weekend, and then again the next weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Find out more at KEDM.org.